2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Dave and DeGenevieve.
Kind of reminds me of the song, Leaving on a Jet Plane. I think it was in the 70s.
Because I'm leaving on a jet plane.
That's John Denver, baby.
Oh, John wrote Denver. The song.
Was that originally a John Denver?
No.
He made a zillion dollars and then recorded it himself.
Yeah. Sadly, he was killed in a plane crash.
He was. A light plane years ago.
Dan Baumas in studio with us. The reason we asked Dan to step into studio all morning long, started on Utah's Morning News, covering these flight cancellations. 700 flights canceled on Sunday? What gives?
And as of this morning, 747 flights canceled.
Today?
Yes.
What?
This is according to FlightAware.com. It's kind of the definitive source on flight delays and cancellations. They have something they call a misery map that
puts a circle
around the airport that you're trying to go to and tells you what proportion of their flights are delayed or canceled. Right now in Salt Lake, 1% of the flights are delayed or canceled, but in Newark, it's about 20% right now. So you can look at that
FlightAware.com and figure out kind of what your day holds for you. If relatives are on the way here from, you know, another part of the country, or you're planning on flying out and have some sort of a, you know, you got to change planes somewhere in the middle of the country, what your day is going
to
look like.
And the best way to stay on top of that is to subscribe to push notifications from your airline's website. So if you're flying on Delta or United or something, you sign up for their push notifications. Delta was saying the problem is unexpected absences. You know, they're just not getting people to show up for work. And they said across all their work groups, which would mean, I guess, everything from pilots to baggage handlers.
Sure, it was a way to ruin a vacation. Like if you can't get back to Utah from the East Coast.
My son was stuck in Mexico on Saturday.
Because of this?
Just trying to get home. He'd been down there for, you know, a visit and he hasn't told me yet whether he's made it back to back home or not.
That's crazy.
Extended vacation.
And so you said there's 747 canceled flights today.
So far.
The day's still young.
Mm-hmm.
There were 700 canceled flights yesterday.
Yeah.
And 1% of those canceled flights are out of Salt Lake International.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And that's the data you can get from, again, FlightAware.com is the website.
That's a great resource, Dan Baumas. Thanks for taking a deep dive into that for us. You may want to stick around because do you know, Dan and Dave, do you know what your rights are when you're at the ticket counter and they say, wah, 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 you ain't leaving on a jet plane?
My assumption is that they, you know, schedule me on the next flight and they give me some food vouchers. That's my expectation, at least. Buy me a sandwich.
Because airport food is pricey, right? If you have to get stuck in the airport, you know it's going to cost you a little pretty penny to keep yourself fed. And of course, Dave, your mind immediately goes to food.
It doesn't hurt that we're right around lunchtime.
So we went to the U.S. Department of Transportation's website to find out what your passenger rights are. And you're standing at the ticket counter and they say, sorry, sir, you're not going to be able to make it back to Salt Lake City in time for your job tomorrow morning. Whoop, your flight's on delay and you got to stick around. We're going to figure it out. So let's dive into some of these questions. Question number one, my flight is delayed. Am I entitled to money or other compensation for the airline? According to the U.S. Department of Transportation, they said no.
No.
There are no federal laws requiring, I think that's a key word, requiring airlines to provide passengers with money or other compensation when their flights are delayed.
Okay, delayed. I get it. You know, you spend a couple hours on the tarmac. You know, you don't want to throw me an extra bag of peanuts. Fine. What happens if my flight is canceled?
If your flight is canceled, most airlines will rebook for free on the next flight to your destination as long as that flight has available seats.
Okay.
So you're at the mercy of how many passengers are booked on the next flight. Now, is the airline required to provide you with a hotel room? Let's say the next flight out is tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock.
Right.
Right? What about cab fare? What about a food voucher? That's all Dave cares about.
Which I've actually received. So I've had a flight delayed. I received a hotel voucher, and I received food vouchers and the rebooking. So I've received all of these. Was that just out of the goodness of their heart, or were they required to give me those things?
They're not required. Airlines are not required to provide passengers with money or other compensation for costs that fall outside of the canceled airline ticket and fees tied directly to the airline ticket.
It's part of that fine print that you read on the back, back when we had paper tickets. And all
when that. Flights are canceled. And I have received vouchers. Like I remember one time they were taking volunteers because they'd overbooked. Now, that's different, right? They've overbooked the flight. They're not canceling the flight. They're just too many people trying to crowd onto that aircraft, and they don't have enough seats for everybody, not enough seatbelts. So they say, raise your hand. And I'm like, well, what she got? And they said, we got $200. And I said, I'll go $400. And they said, okay, we'll give you $400. So I got flight vouchers worth $400, and then they got me on the next flight. It was flying to San Francisco or something like that. And it was perfectly fine. It didn't ruin my trip. It was within a couple of hours, and I got a free $400. So here's the next question, Dave, that you're going to be asking when you're at the ticket counter, and they're like, oh, look at this. We've got 700 flights canceled. If my flight is significantly delayed, am I entitled to a refund? According to the—
Because this could be the difference maker, right? I mean, you may have an important meeting that if it gets delayed long enough, you may miss this meeting.
The U.S. Department of Transportation, the federal government, says it depends. In some situations, you may be able to get a refund or entitled to one, including a refund for all the optional fees associated with the purchase of your ticket, like baggage fees and seat upgrades. But they don't specifically define, you know, a significant delay. So I think you're kind of there on your own. I'm shocked by all of this because I really felt like you should have all of these rights if you get left standing at the ticket counter and need to get back home or need to get to your destination.
What I'm learning is a lot of the compensation I've received over the years is not mandated. It's just good customer service. They've chosen to give me these things, even though obviously none of this is really mandated. And some of this makes sense. Okay, say for example, you're driving down to southern Utah and you hit a crazy traffic jam and you have very long delays.
Oh,
you
miss
your meeting.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You're not entitled to anything, right? That's just bad luck.
Right, it's just what comes with travel.
Yeah, and that's part of the thing.
So like
sometimes
weather.
We assume.
Like
yeah.
Weather delay. For example, bad snowstorm on I-15 sidelines you at Fillmore. Okay, we get that. Same thing with the airlines. Bad blizzard. I've been stuck here in Salt Lake City trying to get out of Salt Lake City, and it's snowing like crazy. And the flights are significantly behind all day long. Some of that you would anticipate, but where I have come out ahead is when they overbook the flights.
Yes.
Now, I have not been caught up in this crazy wave of flight delays since the pandemic. So here is my go-to. If I plan to fly this summer, because I do have a feeling, I'm concerned that this is going to be a summer of flight delays. You just heard Dan Bomas report there's 740 some odd delays again today, or cancellations, excuse me, today, 700 yesterday. So my go-to is this, Dave, tell me if you think this is a good idea, is from now on when I fly, no more am I swooping back into town at the end of my vacation at midnight on a, you know, Monday morning, Sunday night, 11:59 and landing. So I can be back to work at 6 a.m. on Monday morning. I'm going to build in a travel day. So I'm going to be flying out wherever I'm flying out of on a Saturday
It's so never
I can't.
Happen.
You don't think so?
We
think
always say that. Everyone that's ever traveled.
I thought you did that. I thought you said, oh, I already built on travel.
I'm the only person in the world that does that. Everyone else says they're going to do it, but you're like, ah, maybe I could just squeeze out another day of fun
in Hawaii.
In Hawaii. I'm not coming home a day early.
Straight ahead, we know that the G7 summit is taking place right now. And, you know, the U.S. and other members are calling for more sanctions against Russia. And so Dave and I have been wanting to dive into what does existing sanctions have already done to Russia. And I think the answer will surprise you.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America. But this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.